would like for you to put yourself in a comfortable position. And as you're making those small adjustments that add to the ease and flow of the energy within you, just keep focusing on ease, imagining that the energy in your body is flowing to a slow, relaxed rhythm. And as you become more relaxed, the conscious mind becomes untethered to the logical process. Allowing your mind to float free of all restrictions. Just allowing the consciousness to rise. Feeling the consciousness rising higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Floating above the crown chakra, well above the crown chakra, just floating in a state of relaxed receptivity. And because the concrete mind needs something to do, we are asking you to picture your concrete mind doing a backwards tumble, head over heels. And every time we say the word deeper, the concrete mind does another somersault backwards. Deeper and deeper. And deeper. And deeper. And finding yourself in an unknown place where all is dark here in the void. And your place in the void is wherever that deeper and deeper led you. And we led you to the perfect place for you. At a time in your life where you were fully aware of all the rules that surrounded you, rules that were stamped indelibly in your mind, and the emotional reactions they created are an emotional memory for your emotional body. Most assuredly has memory. As soon as your mind identifies and experiences the emotion immediately reiterates its previous reactions. The only way that this does not happen is if you no longer have any emotions around it or them. And so breathing in this space, this openness, this nothingness, just breathing it in. For the void knows where you are and knows what's located here. And you just breathe the energy in. Breathe in the cool, dark air. Breathing it in and allowing it to permeate every cell and atom and all your forms and fields. And here in the void, at this particular moment, standing with all the rules around you, you can't see them right now. You can only see a few. And now, would like for you to follow along with the words of soul alignment here in the void. Soul's will is my will. Our will is divine will. Our will is the will to love. Our will is the will to love. Our will is the will to love and the will to serve. Breathing the energy up into the heart. Soul's heart is my heart. We have one heart. Our heart is a willing heart. My heart, my personality heart, is willing to love. My heart, that personality heart, is willing to love. My heart is willing to love and willing to serve. And breathing that energy up, the will and the heart, up into the mind, filling the mind with a loving will. Soul's mind is my mind. Our mind is a divine mind. My mind sees through love, remembering what love is, finding that compassionate space and the understanding through which all the other energies flow. My mind sees through love. My mind sees through love, pure vision. Focusing on your mental fields all around you. feeling them as a unity, working together, lighting up, lifting up, rising up, the three, rising up into souls, mental fields, minds, rising all the way up to spirit, united, and there where spirit can be found, we call will to act and call again will to act, and calling again that it might fill your field, your entire mental field, with God's pure light, will to act, and allowing this light to fill your mental fields, illumining you. And now looking all the way up to spirit, we see the greatest light bowing in recognition of your soul. And the highest light controls. And now, picturing a beautiful sky blue light at the throat, flowing through the throat and out into the universe. And in one divine, unified force for the good of all. No longer are you alone in the void. Your soul is with you, illumining you. And as your soul lifts that sword of truth, the void is illumined and turning to see in all directions for that will to unify, completed point of view or field of view. And when the sword's light goes out and you are with soul, your creator, your first creator, and allowing yourself to remember what it was like when you were all one and all was love ever flowing. And now I would like for you to remember your I am statement and raising the sword again, your new I am statement is illumined. Remember it. Remember all the things about it. And now, in your mind, picture yourself in a sacred place known only to you, filled with your favorite things and people. And you see your soul self waiting for you, along with everyone else. And as you move toward yourself as soul, the light grows brighter and brighter, more and more beautiful, more and more perfect, perfectly clear light. And you merge with yourself as soul, bathing in soul's energy, rejuvenating yourself and refreshed by your transformation through your time in the void. You emerge renewed, transformed. Finding a seat there in your sacred space, you lean back in your chair or your seat and let the light of the sun warm you, renew you, refresh you. An infusion of spirit and drinking that in. Drinking it in. This infusion of spirit. And we will leave you here in this sacred space, coming back to the here and now when you are ready. Namaste.